はい、シシミありがとう。
Oh my god, you know what? I'm done with you.
What up, what's poppin'? It's your boy AJ.
And it's your girl Sasha.
And welcome back to another episode of the I'm Done With You podcast. What's good with you?
Nothing much. It's been a while since we've been here.
Yeah. It's
whatever. What is all of that about?
None. Mm-hmm. None.
Tell the people why we late. Why we late?
Because of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always your fault.
Keep blaming it on me. It's fine, though.
I don't know, really. Sometimes I don't feel like talking to you, so.
Oh, my goodness.
I needed a break from my mental health.
So, what are you trying to say?
I needed a break from my mental health. Black men, take care of your mental health.
Absolutely. But why you gotta say it like that? Like, oh, I didn't feel like talking to you.
I didn't feel like talking to you.
Really?
Yeah, I needed a break.
You needed a break from talking to me?
From my mental health.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I guess. How did that break treat you?
It was fabulous.
That's awesome.
I went to work, came home, and I watched anime.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't really bother you.
Yes. It's a vacation in my own home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because you made that statement, everybody's gonna think that, you know, I'm annoying or I'm driving you up the walls. Which is not true.
They didn't need to hear that, to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very vocal person about this. She'd be annoying me.
AJ.
What?
I do not be annoying you.
I'm a real one. Y'all gonna get the truth from me.
Okay, so how do I annoy you?
We ain't gonna make this episode about that. Shoot, if you wanna do it, we can do it. We can have a whole episode dedicated to the stuff that piss each other off in a relationship.
Oh my god.
We can do this. So you can rack up your list. I can go off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Cause every time I ask you, you know, what my issues are, you say, oh, I got issues. I'm like, what is it? And you ain't never got nothing to come to mind, so.
So you really want to do this?
Nah. It's
well, not now,
you.
But, you know, in
it's
the future.
It's up to you. You want to get your feelings hurt? Go ahead.
No, we not going to do this on the podcast, though.
No. Then, no, I don't want to do this.
What? You see how you do?
I'm not doing this.
You are crazy, so you don't want to talk about it, but you'd rather talk about it on the podcast.
The podcast is therapy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll make an episode about how we annoy each other.
That's up to you. If you open up the floodgates, it's on you, man.
You are so full of it. You are.
I don't know. I might be. Shoot. You know,
you might be what?
I ain't really been eating healthy exactly. You know, I might need a few movements.
You know what?
In my bowels.
I'm done with you. I am.
Anyway, so kind of thrown off. You know, it's been a long day. Your boy went to work all day dealing with these crazy people. You know, had a few rants.
Yep.
Came home, cut the yard. Worked on my bike, just fixed the toilet. I'm tired. I'm tired. Working on church stuff. Mm-hmm. I was gonna work on some music, but then we were like, we gotta do the podcast because somebody wants to do some stuff with their mouth. And
why
y'all
would you
are some
say it
freaks,
like that?
So she want to get her teeth pulled and junk. So
yeah, we're both tired. I know I'm tired. From working
mm-hmm.
all day.
Working. But I'm just kidding. I ain't even gonna play you like that.
Don't. Please don't. Because I put in work in my job. So respect it. Okay. Thank you.
She was like,
shout
I got
to the Black Queens.
She was like, I got 62 calls today.
That's a lot. Like,
oh no, 62 calls.
Being on the phone.
Guess how all many pallets I worked today.
Whatever. Of course, we can't compare the two, but it's still hard work. Okay.
Physical labor with my chest hurting. Y'all take your personal days off. Yeah. I don't care what nobody say. Forget that business. Matter of fact, don't even text me when I ain't there. Don't call me. I don't think about that place when I ain't there. Yeah. Y'all protect your off. Mental health. They don't care about you.
Yeah. Even on my day off, I still got people hitting me up.
Don't hit me. I will block everybody. Don't hit me up, period.
They were like, I know you got a day off, but can you help me with this?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Don't hit me up. I'd be replying back late. Like, don't, this man sent me pictures of my cool. Like, I didn't even do that. Like, don't, no. I don't care. Once I'm gone, bro. Don't hit me up.
Oh, gosh.
So, if you, you know, it's going to be one of those episodes, guys. I'm sorry, you know, but yeah, we don't want to get consistent with skipping weeks and junk like that. So, if you want to leave us an email, you know, give us your feedback. You want to ask some topics, ask us some questions. You can do that by emailing us at dumbwithyoupodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up in the DMs on IG at
dumbwithyoupodcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, we appreciate y'all, you know, love and support.
We really do.
We trying. We trying to keep it going, bro. So let's go ahead and get into these questions, you know, this Q&A segment.
Yes. All right. So we're going to get into the Q&A segment, and I got a few questions. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, how would you feel if I made more money than you?
She makes more money than me now. I work at Publix.
So do you feel, how do you feel?
I'm straight. I was doing good before you. A lot of people are independent, are, you know, insecure about it because they're not the breadwinner in the home. But I already had a home. I already had the car. I already had everything before you, mm-hmm. Before you moved in. So I was already self-sustained.
Yeah.
It's not insecure. I mean, I could already do everything by myself. It's just, you know, she got some money where she can help out. Mm-hmm. Period. I mean, that's it. I mean, every time we went on dates, I paid for it. She was always trying. Calm down. You were always trying to pay for stuff. It's rare when I let you pay for some stuff. But
yeah, that you was know, like
true. It's been some times where I didn't have it.
Yeah.
But she insisted on going out. So yeah, of course, if she forced me to go out, then she was gonna pay for some stuff.
AJ, he definitely doesn't want to go out now.
I'm definitely good. I ran out of words that start with pan. So, nah. They doing concerts and all this stuff. I really don't want to be around people right now. I just don't.
Especially I really people wanna know.
Of the. I ain't even gonna go there. Yeah,
please don't.
Y'all ain't pissing me off. Well, y'all been pissing me off. So
I really want to know how it would have been if, you know, I wasn't in the picture and you got to know someone else. And, you know, in the beginning stage, dates is very important.
Do that. You mean like if before all this, like before we even met, or you mean
no, not before we met, but the breakup and you had to learn somebody all over again.
I wasn't doing that. I was going to be on my Hot Boys Summer City Boys. I wasn't, no, I wouldn't. Going through all that junk again, goodness. Learning what's your favorite color and what you go to school
going
for.
Going on dates, because that's
not
very important.
Doing that, no, I'm not. Very nope. Important. You come into my bedroom, you'll get a bottle of water when I'm done.
AJ!
And you can AJ. Leave. Get that.
Are you really going to put that out there?
And leave. Peace out.
You know what? I'm done with you.
So, lucky ain't on that time no more.
Oh my goodness. I'm not even going to respond to that. But anyways, would you be willing to stay home with the kids while I work?
No. Because you work from home. And no, because I still need to work to support everything. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, can I be a stay-at-home mom?
No. I don't think you would even like that.
No. I think I would go crazy.
Nah. I ain't coming home, you boiling the kid. I'm just kidding. But we both need to work, especially now. We do. 2021.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to there are like some people who, you know, stay at home with their kids, but you know, I'm not about that life. Sorry.
Y'all got money. Shoot.
I'm not about that life. What if you were a millionaire though? Then what?
Oh, then I'd be a stay home. Yeah, of course. I let my money work for me. Right. I'd be all about my family. Mm-hmm. I hate going to work.
I know. We know.
Like I get up, I go to work. Like, okay, let's say I go to work at 6 o'clock. I get up 2 hours earlier, so I can sit in bed and mm-hmm. get my mind right. Like, it takes me forever to get out of bed, and I purposely do that because I have to sit on the side of the bed, contemplate my life. I lay there on my phone for a while. Like, I drag myself out of bed every morning to go to this place. And it's not even, you know, a knock on Publix. Yeah, I did that for Kroger. I definitely did it for Walmart.
Right. So how are you dealing with working at a place that you don't like and your mental health? Like, how is that working for you?
I'm crazy.
AJ, everybody knows it. How is that working for you?
It's not.
Okay, so what are you doing? Like, I hate doing this.
I have to pray. And I have to do, like, sometimes I come home and I just sit. Or I'll come home and I'll get my bike because it makes me happy to ride my bike. Unless something happens, like my exhaust pipe, I've been fighting with that since I got it. You know, like something mm-hmm. happens with it, or the muffler falls off or something stupid. Yeah. And I can't ride my bike, but literally, like, riding my bike makes me happy. Listening to music, you know, and just cruising. That helps me deal with it, you know. But
so, would you rather me not talk to you when you get home?
I don't really talk by the time I get home. So I usually like pop my head in, throw something at you, and then like mm-hmm. go about my business. Yeah, I think okay. I'm gonna put this disclaimer out. I sound very abusive. Like, if y'all were to, like, listen to a recording of me, like, I would sound guilty because I just make threats out. And this is with everyone. This is my brother and my sister. And it's all out of love. Like, I'm not, like, I just, it's something stupid. I make empty threats. I say, I like, it's a piano in here. I'll slam your head against the piano.
And
make a song out of it. Like, I just do stupid stuff like that. And I don't mean it. I've never hit Sasha. I've never hit Ashley. I've never hit... I definitely hit Michael. Like, you know, but he's a boy. Like, but, you know, like, I don't... I'm not on that type of time. So, if y'all hear me, just dismiss it and say he's crazy. And he's crazy because he works at Publix.
Oh, gosh. You are a mess. Absolutely. All right, so the next question is, what is the craziest dream you ever had?
Real talk, I forgot about the question. But
last night, for me, I don't know what I was watching last night. But usually I don't remember my dreams. But last night, I had a dream that I was at a school and there was like a massive like serial killer on campus, and there was like dead bodies at the park, and they was looking for the serial killer. And when I woke up, I'm like, what in the hell? Like, why did I just dream about that? Like, that's a mess.
I really held back from making these jokes. I'm holding back, and I know if I say it, you're going to make me cut it, and I don't want to do it, so.
What in the heck are you about to say?
I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say it anyway. You dreamed about kids, school, and the serial killer, because I killed the... I'm just kidding.
You know what?
We did the sex and fell asleep.
AJ. No, you gonna have to cut that. I'm not playing with you.
Whatever.
You gonna have to cut that.
I'm worth not playing it. With you. I laughed.
I'm gonna pop you. All right. So, what about you?
Craziest dream I ever. I had some really crazy dreams. I've had goofy stuff from me being Spider-Man. I've had stuff where I was fighting, and when I fight, for whatever reason, I fight in slow motion. But I hit hard as heck.
yeah.
I have a dream where I run like, if you ever play Happy Wheels, like the internet game, like I run like those characters for whatever reason, and I'm fast as crap, but I can't run in my dreams.
Right.
I've had dreams about spirits. Like something, I literally heard a voice say, "You're gonna die in 10 minutes," and I tried to wake up and I couldn't wake up. Like I've had weird stuff. Like so, when it comes to dreams, it's the list, bro.
Yeah, seems like you had a lot of crazy dreams.
Yeah. I had a dream about car tires, like, and then it ended up happening. Like I was like, you know, check the tires on the van, and then my brother's tires ended up blowing out on the same side, and I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah.
Crazy dreams. Okay. Would you rather go for a hot air balloon ride or bungee jump?
Oh heck no. Neither one. What is wrong with y'all?
I saw a video.
I'm black. I don't need to be a daredevil. Uh-uh.
My cousin actually went bungee jumping, and somebody took a video, and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I could not do it. Like, I couldn't do it. I'm afraid of heights. I do not like stuff like that.
The only reason I would put, like, bungee jumping is because it's quicker. Mm-mm. A hot air balloon ride is long, and you're just up in the air. I can't do stuff like that.
You ever like been on a Ferris wheel?
I don't like those.
Me either. I hate those.
Mm.
Especially the one in Centennial Park, how it just stays there like for a long time, all in the air. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I freak out with stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. All right, our last question is, what's a silly habit you have now that you don't tell a lot of people about? I'm not going to say my habit.
Why would you say it?
AJ, I hate you.
What is that?
AJ, you're annoying.
They're not going to know if you don't say it.
But I do have a habit, and AJ, he figured it out. And I was really embarrassed. Like, I've been doing this forever. Like, it's a really a bad habit. And AJ figured it out.
It's hilarious.
And he always, you know, makes that noise.
It's not something to be insecure about, but it's just funny. I'm like, there she go again.
Can you, AJ, can you stop? Because that actually sounds like a vibrator or something. No, it's not that. Whoever, you know, mine is in the gutter.
We got some freaky listeners. Keeps the show interesting.
What about you?
I don't know if it's a habit. Like, my knee jumps. I know that's one. Yeah. Like, you know, my knee jumps when I'm sitting down. Sometimes it'll make, like, a noise and, or, you know, knock against something. People don't tend to like that. Another one I have is I have, like, terrible road rage. Like, I don't, you know, get out the car and assault people or anything like that. But I literally yell at everybody on the road in my car.
Sure
I
do.
I just yell at people unless I'm listening to something that keeps me preoccupied, or I'm on my bike. I don't yell at people on my bike. I guess, you know, it's because I can die, but you know, in my van, I'm yelling at people all day. So I think those are my two habits.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep. So that was our Q&A.
Yep, that was it.
So we still have what, 50 more questions on that list, or are we gonna need some more questions?
We're going to need some more questions.
Oh, snap. Okay. We've been podcasting.
Yeah, we're going to need some more questions.
That's what's up.
But I am so excited about this Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy.
Hey, Big Draco.
Versus I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm definitely Team Bow Wow.
Soldier.
I mean, I love Soldier though. Like, he had the hits, but you know, I love Bow Wow. So, well, I loved his music, but yeah.
If y'all follow us on IG, you saw Sasha record me and post a picture of me dancing to Soulja Boy on there. So
he had the hits though.
I'm enjoy that. But I feel like it'll be a dope battle. I'm Team Soulja. He's just in the 2000s. That's who I was riding for, you know.
Yeah, imagine when they both perform Marco Polo. Like,
that'll be fire. That's what I'm waiting on.
Everybody's gonna go crazy.
Marco Polo.
I'm excited. Yeah. I am. And I saw something on Instagram about Bow Wow. He was disrespecting the mother of his son, you know. But, and then he made a statement like, "I don't even know the girl." Most likely it was like a one night stand. I think she probably wants more than he can give, but he was still being disrespectful.
How?
I forgot, this was like last week. But yeah, he was being disrespectful. But he was just saying that I don't even know the girl. I don't care about her feelings. But you still have to respect the mother of your child though, regardless of the situation and the circumstance.
I think you're biased.
How am I biased?
Because you have a child.
Boy, whatever.
But I don't know. You know, I don't know the situation. So I can't, you know. Yeah. But it depends. I respect you if you respect me, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I can separate it and make it just about the child.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but sometimes people's feelings get involved, you know, especially from a girl's perspective. They want more than the guy is willing to give, and that's where it becomes a problem, you know?
You know, she probably had sex with him and thought she had him trapped, you know? But right. Like I said, I don't know the situation, so, you know, I'm just talking junk. Mm-hmm. Late night AJ.
Right. But what about that blessed challenge, though? Like,
I lost.
Yeah. How was your experience with that? It was dope. So even I'm glad that she participated.
Yeah, she liked the video, you know. So that was cool, you know. I just need to stay up on them, you know. Every challenge, bro. If y'all see a challenge and y'all want me to hop up on it, please do it, because I put my own twist on them. I do.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm working on my production, you know. I just got to keep doing it and learn more stuff, you know.
Right.
The video, I didn't really like the video, but I submitted it because it's time. But I got me a ring light now, so I'm gonna look like an actual TikToker in this thing, you know. Put out a little bit, you know, more content, you know, better, you know, content,
right?
Better video,
yeah.
Work on the audio and, you know, the professionalism and everything with that. You know, I got the studio set up, so I should be able to do it, you know.
Looking at the winners' videos and all the videos that you saw for the Blessed Up Challenge, do you think you would have done anything differently?
Like I said, it really was just my... I think the lyrics are fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think my video could have been better, just because, you know, it started off good and then I flipped the camera and I hated that bugged me, you know. And I recorded on TikTok, but because I did it, you know, already,
right,
I just threw it in because, you know, time, and I didn't want to re-record. And of course my audio when I was rapping it, I just got to learn my mix, you know. Once I learn my mix, then I'm good.
Right.
But, I think that's all it boils down to. But I think lyrically, I think I kept up, you know, pretty well.
Yeah.
It was something that I was glad to see, though, because I was like, this is fire. That should, you know, definitely, you know, go in the final, you know, be a finalist. And I was happy to see that, you know, some of the ones I chose were finalists, so that was fire.
Right.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not saucy. I'm gonna make it to Reach Records one way or another. So
you better say it.
You know, y'all in Atlanta, man, y'all gonna hear about me.
You better say it. Just like I told you, you know, always got your back. So whatever I could do, or however I can help out, you know, I'm willing to do that. Even though you annoy me sometimes. But
subscribe to my OnlyFans.
You know what? You just got me tight just now.
I had to.
I was trying to be nice to you.
I had to.
And then you ruined the moment.
It is
to
a
talk
tactic.
About OnlyFans.
I was abused.
See, this is why. This is why, you know, I can't be nice to AJ. Because
black men have trauma.
No, this is why I can't be nice to AJ.
I can't take compliments. Mm-mm.
I can't be nice to AJ because he does stuff like that. So I'm done with him. Know that.
Yeah.
He tried to play me this whole episode, but it's okay.
It's whatever, because I know your fan base is going to come after me, but I don't care.
It's okay. It's okay. And he says he loves me.
Duh. Right. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Whatever. But I was talking to my homegirl from college, and
who that?
Her name is Tanya. So I was talking to Tanya from college, and she was a rapper. And, you know, we were just talking about, because I have, like, my friend works at Columbia and, you know, just stuff like that. And she was like, oh, I tried to be a rapper for many years in college and nobody respected me because I was a female versus, you know, a male rapper. Do you think that gender roles matter when it comes to the rap game?
I think if you cold, you cold. Rhapsody is one of the finest, you know, female rappers. Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrically, I mean,
right.
I think it is harder.
Definitely.
Because you are the minority, and mm-hmm. I think that goes for, you know, anyone whenever you're a minority, you know.
Right.
I think that it's a lot of sex appeal that mm-hmm. tends to go into women artists. I don't necessarily. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, you're fine, but still, it doesn't. It gets old, you know.
Right.
And at the end of the day, your body, you know, you're gonna have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be your image, you know.
Yeah.
But when you don't put the skill behind it, you know, it's gonna be the next hot thing, you know, that's younger than you.
Right.
You know, trending on whatever platform is popular at the time. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think you should be lyrical, you know, and stay true to that. Like I said, Rhapsody is one of the coldest. And,
mm-hmm.
hey, I mean, shoot, I just enjoy her music.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she had to compromise. I heard her on the Lecrae song, and I was like, this is freaking fire. Add it to my playlist.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What do you want people to know as far as, like, you rapping and, you know, what's to come in the future with you regarding your music?
I want some collaborations. Mm-hmm. So if you want me on a track, go ahead and we can make this happen. It's just, I know how everything goes because I've done it.
Right.
I've done the promotion. I've done the flyers. I've done, mm-hmm. it's just I'm starting everything from the ground up and doing it under my own name and, I just don't have the time and the energy of a 18 year old AJ. You know, I had time on my side. I got out when I was out of school. I could literally go to college and come home and just rap, write. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in school, I just write in my classes. You know, I had inspiration. So me being at work all day, you know, or coming home exhausted, you know, it's just a lot to wheel myself into it and the inspiration doesn't come like it used to. Like sometimes I'll be in the shower and something hits and that's when you'll see me do a random challenge or, you know, me rap to a beat or, you know, something like that I put up. But other than that, you know, it's just taking a lot longer than it used to. I mean, I got two songs that I've been sitting on. I really need to, you know, go ahead and just upload it so I can, you know, I can start it on distribute it, you know, to mm-hmm. these these different platforms and stuff like that. Really, definitely. Just so I can listen to it, add it to my own playlist. But
yeah, just like I told you, you know, when the world is opening back up now. So when we go to those concerts and, you know, if you meet Willa Cray or, network. You know, whoever, you just got to make sure that your platform as far as music is on point, you know, so you have something to show.
Right.
You know?
And I can talk about it now because, you know, I'm not saying I blew away those bridges or anything like that, but I talked to Zay Tobin, you know, and I just wasn't ready, you know, because I knew how, like I said, I've been in the game and I know how things go. He asked me what my budget was, and I was like, if this next answer isn't a dollar amount, this is the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so I just need to approach him when I have a dollar amount, but I don't have a dollar amount right now, you know.
Right.
I'm kind of just doing things at my own pace. Yeah. So, and that's cool, but, you know, when dealing with people in the industry, you need to have that money ready, you need to have everything definitely. Together, you have an idea of what you want to do, just have everything together, you know, shoot, but that's the way it is, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully, you know, certain people I met, especially in the Christian rap, you know, industry, you know, those ties, hopefully, they, you know, I look a little bit different, but, you know.
Right.
Those connections back.
Yeah, are you sticking with just like Christian rap, or do you want to like branch off in another area?
I think I'm not going the path of. I'm coming out the gate saying I'm a Christian, I'm a rapper, but all my rap ain't gonna be about Jesus. My rap, you know, it's just gonna be. From a perspective of a Christian, meaning I will, you know, I don't cuss in my music. I don't, you know, I'm not talking about sex. And I'm not talking about, I mean, I talk about those topics, but it's not going to be in a way that glorifies it, you know. You know, if I talk about sex, then maybe it'll be like about my experience, you know. Maybe you should wait. Maybe, you know, you'll hear some stuff about my sons. And, you know, me being a father. Maybe you'll hear about me being a black man.
Right.
You know, it's just different topics. Nothing's going to be off limits when it comes to me. But you're not going to hear any make it rain, twerk something stuff, you know, from me. You know, it's just not who I am. I'm just going to stay true to me. And what I am is I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect. But, shoot, you're just getting 100% AJ, regardless. Yeah. That's why I'm... named AJ. It's the AJ.
Yes. That's cool. All right, so we're going to get into story time. AJ, he did story time last week, and I'm doing it this week.
Go for it.
Let's get it. Okay, so there was this guy. We never really dated. We just talked, quote, quote. And... I really liked him, and he really liked me too, but he didn't choose me at the end of the day. He chose another girl, and, you know, it is what it is. I wasn't heartbroken or anything, but I was just like, you know, it is what it is, you know? There's plenty of other, you know, fish in the sea, so whatever. So, almost everybody knows, like, if you go on my Facebook, it says, you know, in a relationship with AJ.
Right there in the bio. First thing you see.
Everybody can see that. But he decided to hit me up. And clearly, you know, he broke up with his girlfriend or whatever. So he's probably like freshly single. He was just like, what's up? I wish things would have worked out with you. I mean, would have worked out with us. And then he was like, maybe we could get some dinner, whatever, you know? And of course, like, I left him on red. You know, whoever, like, comes at me like that on any social media platforms, like, you will be blocked. Or I'm going to just leave you on red because I don't got time. But it's just crazy that, you know, when a guy or even sometimes a girl, you know, goes through their breakup, they just be so anxious to just hop in somebody's DMs from their past, you know? Like, have you ever experienced that? Or did you try to do that? Like, when we broke up, did you slip in somebody's DMs that she used to talk to?
Yeah, I slid in a few DMs. Well, not necessarily DMs, but, you know, I did hit, you know, a few people up, but.
Really?
Yeah.
When we broke up?
Yeah, it was a while after we broke up, but, you know, yeah.
How did that go for you?
One was, I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but you know, she said she was in a relationship, but I think I should have just been straight up, you know, like, look, I think I should have, you know, like, I didn't care about the situation, so I could have been just like, look, I'm single. You know, if you're still single, we can link, you know, type stuff instead of being like, look, I'm trying to, you know, even though I wasn't, you know, trying to hang out or nothing like that, I'm like, I could have been just like, look, you want to smash? You know, you want to smash? I could have been like that, you know, and I probably could have if I was just straight up like that, you know, but hitting somebody out the blue like, hey, you want to, like, hang out, like, type stuff, then, nah, she's already over me, but...
Who was it?
I'm not telling you.
I'm guessing it was one of your exes.
Yeah. But, you know, and, you know, of course, some were in a relationship and, you know. So, of course, you go to your ex just because it's easy and it's available. And it's familiar, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Yeah.
That's probably not like why.
I already said I ain't in a relationship. I just want to smash. But it was some people I knew, you know, mm-hmm. that were like, you know, that I knew from like high school type stuff.
Right.
You know, hey, you in the area, you such and such, you know, so. But yeah, either way, like I said, I wasn't in this phase long. If I stayed in it, then absolutely it would happen. But, you know, mm-hmm. in this, 2-week period.
I can't believe it was only 2 weeks. It felt like it was like 6 months, to be honest. But it felt that way.
And that was before I got my job. If, mm-hmm. you know, I was still on it when I got my job, then absolutely. Yeah, it just would have been pandemonium, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm curving everybody now, so
I believe
it doesn't matter. But yeah, you know, I don't, and you know, if you're in a relationship, I respect it. You know, I'm not desperate for the cheeks or nothing like that. You know, it's whatever, you know, I won't hit you up if I see you in a relationship, but if it's a single, then yeah, I'll slide your DMs. I like a few pictures and stuff like that, but, I respect people's relationship always. You know, I don't dirty Mac and none of that other stuff. If they ain't treating them right, then you just make bad decisions.
Right. Yep, that's true. That's funny.
And we can talk about this. This is the past, so chill out.
But I knew it was hard to accept, but I already knew that you were trying to talk to other people. I already knew that. Mm-hmm. But it was different for me because the guys that was trying to talk to me, they wasn't, you know, trying to smash. Like, they was trying to get to know me and possibly build something. What you mean? Excuse me?
That's what they be saying. Bro.
No, I mean, like, no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do say
they
that.
They tell you what you want to hear.
Absolutely, guys do. But I'm just saying, like, the guys that hit me up, like, they was on some different timing.
Hello, queen.
No. Trust me, I know the
Grand
game.
Grand Rising.
I'm just, you know, I'm just putting it out there. You know, I definitely know the game. So.
Nah, you don't.
I do.
Because mine, it didn't work on
me.
It didn't work on me. It didn't work on me.
What do you mean it didn't work on you?
My game worked on you.
That's how I know you don't know the game. I do know the game.
Not.
I do know the game. I do know the game. What you mean it didn't work on you? Explain that.
No, I said my game worked on you, so you don't know. Shut my up, game was AJ. Different. It's built different.
Whatever. But
my
as
game
I said,
came with a bulletproof vest.
as I said, I know the game and I'm very familiar with the game as well. So
game knows let's game. Put that out Sasha, there. And you look it unfamiliar.
Let's put that out there. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. We've really been through some things. I can't even lie. We've been through some things. Mm-hmm. We've been through some things.
I've been a liar, been a thief. I just love that song. I haven't been either one of those things. But continue.
Yeah. Just like, you know, I spoke to somebody from my church. And, you know, they were just talking about marriage once again. And I was just trying to explain to her. I'm just like, if I would have married AJ as soon as I found out I was pregnant or like 2 months after that, that wouldn't have been ideal. You know, like marriage is a journey. It's a process. You mm-hmm. know, I'm just like in the process of like changing things internally. And
swear, bro. Like, you know? y'all keep trying to rush this thing. Everybody's trying to ask when I'm getting married. Bro, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Man, I don't know. I'm just figuring myself out. I've been in this house about 2 years. Matter of fact, I ain't even had the chance to sit here and figure myself out. Because it's like, what, in a few months, Sasha was here all the time and stuff like that. So, you know, I really just never took the time to, you know, I'm starting to find out what I like and starting to do things that I like and stuff like that. No, shoot. I'm not necessarily completely ready to figure I'm figuring her out, but I'm doing that to myself at the same time, bro. Like it's a process. Like I'm not about to jump into this, you know, and not be ready for it.
Yeah. But we do understand.
Protect your mental health.
We do understand, you know, what everyone is saying, you know, how it's not godly to be shacking up and, you know, other things.
Y'all just mad because y'all ain't have a shack.
AJ, can you stop?
Y'all can't call it shacking up.
Can
right?
you stop?
Matter of fact,
please.
That's probably what it was for y'all. Y'all in the back.
You know what? We gonna move
we
on.
We housing up.
We gonna move on. All right, so we gonna play just a little short game because we don't have, you know, a whole bunch of time. So
I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yep. hello. We're recording a podcast. 2 truths and a lie. So, we're just going to do 2. All right, you ready?
Sure.
Okay. I have 6 sisters and 1 brother. I grew up loving turtles. My kindergarten teacher was gay.
And you grew up loving turtles. That's the lie.
That is incorrect. Sorry.
Your teacher was gay? Your kindergarten teacher was gay?
Yes. I had a gay kindergarten teacher. That was the truth.
So what? Man, I thought you had 6.
The lie
I don't know how many sisters you got.
The lie is I have 6 sisters. I have 5 sisters, not 6.
I ain't going to change about 1 number. Nah, see, you set me up, bro. You set me up. I don't know how many sisters you got. You got so much family.
I have 5 sisters, okay, and 1 brother, so. And when I grew up, I was really fascinated with turtles. I love turtles, so, yeah. Okay, your go.
I didn't know we were doing this.
I know.
My favorite.
I just did that on the top of my head.
My favorite animals are wolves, cheetahs, and hawks. I was born in Miami, Florida, and I am what's the last one? I failed math in the 9th grade.
Okay. You was not born in Miami.
Dang. Okay.
You was born in Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida.
I couldn't make this seamless because I was like, I got to figure out a lie. Like, all right, go ahead. You got another one.
Okay. Why did my mind just go blank? Okay. I lived in an apartment building all my life. I cut school a lot of times freshman year of high school. The third is my, oh gosh, why can't I think of anything? The third is, I kind of just gave myself away, but the third is the piano is my favorite instrument.
Cap.
What's cap?
The piano is your favorite instrument.
Yeah. Okay, that was easy.
But you almost got me with the first one.
What? What was the first one?
I don't know. The first one was.
It's late.
How you gonna make this question up and forget what you said? The first one was that.
What did I say?
It's late. You lived in an apartment building your whole life.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a lie, because you literally moved from your parents' house to my house. So if you said most, but you said all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Ow.
But I did live in an apartment building when I lived in Brooklyn. Then when I went out to school, I lived on campus, and there was a time when I had my own apartment. But for most of my life, we lived in an apartment building.
Okay. Two truths and a lie. I had a teacher named Vader.
Vader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Darth Vader. I was an honor student in college, and my mascot was a bulldog in high school.
Third. Lie.
Hold on, those are three truths. Dang, like,
what the heck? You just got me tight.
I'm bad at this game,
bro. All of them is truth.
Those are all truths.
You just got me tight.
I meant to switch the high school mascot. But
oh gosh.
My music theory teacher, we called him Vader.
Okay.
Yeah, Vader's coming. Look busy.
Yeah, Vader.
Yeah, the bulldog was my high school mascot. Okay. I meant to change that to the Cardinal or something like that. Something.
Right.
But, yeah, and I was a honor student in college.
Yeah.
You thought that was a lie?
What, honor school?
Yeah, me having honor.
No, I didn't say that was a lie. I said the bulldog was a lie.
Oh.
But we do know okay. you're like hella smart, so.
I be trying. It didn't mean
look at all these awards. Like, you're so smart.
Those four of those are perfect attendance. Like, like I just showed up.
Yeah.
I got participation trophies.
All I gotta say is I feel sorry for my kids as far as math, because math is not my thing. I'm sorry.
Nah.
And AJ, he's not really strong in math either. So they're gonna have to get a tutor when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Because I don't do math over here. Hate it. Always did.
What else we got? Because I got a story time.
You got a story time?
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, it's not on the agenda.
I'll save it. Yeah, it's cool. I'll save it. But guys, yeah, we gonna, you know, since we talking about school and junk, I got something for you. But let's go. What's the next topic, ma'am?
What you got for us?
You know, it's a story, you know, about gang violence. But let's go.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
We'll talk about it another time. Unless I tie it in with the next topic.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, our next topic is about how would you discipline your kids?
Lord.
When I was getting my nails done, it was around our house in Rex.
Don't be telling people that. Pull up if you want to.
Anyways, I was getting my nails done, and there was a lady, and she was with her daughter, and I guess one of the teachers bought her daughter lunch. She's in high school. And in the hair salon, she was cursing her daughter out. And I saw, like, she really, like, smacks her daughter upside her head.
For getting some food?
Yeah.
What the heck?
And the mother was like, you acting like a little slut.
Because she got some food.
Yeah, she said it's inappropriate for a grown man. She said, oh, I'm going to go up to the school. It's inappropriate for a grown man to be buying you lunch. What the F he buy you lunch for? You out here.
Look at you waiting. You can so your nails really done mad. Instead of feeding your kid.
And she was just like, you know, just disciplining her in a very negative way in public. And I'm just like, you just can't do stuff like that.
Yeah, calling her a slut. It's inappropriate. What the hell?
Like, it's inappropriate. It just got me so mad. Of course, you know, I was quiet about it. Because she was ghetto. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even about to.
See, let me mind my business. See how Brooklyn bows down to Clinton County?
Shut up. She was ghetto, but, you know, I just would have did things differently. I don't agree with disciplining my kids, like, in that manner, and especially not in public either. So
yeah. Mm-mm. That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how would you discipline your kids?
I don't want to continue certain patterns. Mm-hmm. As I always say, I'm learning and yeah. I'm unlearning. I was, you know, there's something we say, I was beat. My parents beat me. Mm-hmm. I turned out fine.
Yeah.
I don't think I turned out fine. I think I have trauma, you know. And,
because of the beatings.
And my parents didn't know. No, not just that, but, you know, it's just like,
altogether.
You know, in the way I communicate with people, in certain triggers that I have, you know, I can't, I physically, like, seriously, like, it's in real, a real issue, like, if somebody puts their hands on me, like, don't touch me. I literally will black and people will get hurt. I don't like feeling, you know, like my back is against the wall. Mm-hmm. And that was always my, you know, every fight I got into is because somebody put their hands on me.
Right.
You know, I never went off of words, you know, but it was literally, you know, either my back is against the wall, you know, somebody put their hands on me, someone touched me. I just can't, you know, I don't like being in that space. But yeah, I got certain triggers. Right. I don't like, you know, when people talk down on me. You know, I have a real problem with authority, you know, just because, you know, certain things that would, I'm not going to say done to me like I was just, you know, but, you know, it's just certain things that my parents dropped the ball on. And, you know, it takes me, you know, seeing that it, you got to acknowledge it and you got to choose, like actively choose to not carry that on, you know, to your children. You know, they grow up and they're going to have to learn on their own time. But, you know, as of me, I don't want to hit my kids. You know, I really don't want to put them in the same mindset that I was in, you know, when I was getting whooped or when, you know, I don't want, you know, to raise them in fear. I want them to be loved. You know, I want them to come to me for everything. I want them to be.
Even though some parents do have the mentality like, I love you and this is why I'm beating you.
I don't think so.
I love you this much. So
this is going to hurt me more than it hurts. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You know, and I think, like I said, when your parenting, do not forget where you came from. You know, remember everything. Like, you are your own blueprint. You know, so I'm actively putting myself, you know, holding myself up to the mirror when it comes to my children.
Right.
And I don't want to hit my kids. You know, I think, you know, popping them is something different. It's not beating them, you know, like, hey, quick, you know, it's something quick. You recognize pain. Okay. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's something different. Like beating.
Yeah,
like, if y'all understood the way it's just a certain mindset it puts you in. Like, literally, it was two things. And I'm really not trying to knock my parents when I say this, but this is how it was, you know. And I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying, can help somebody. That's why I'm saying it. But it was two things I always related to when I was getting whooped, it was one, a slave, and two, Jesus. And I always, they made me like touch the stairs or, you know, whatever when they beat me, or, you know, if I didn't, you know, cooperate, I got hit all over, you know, and I was the type to run, you know, fight back, you know, not physically fight back, but, you know, like grab the belt, catch the belt, run, you had to work for it, you know, but yeah, it's just, I can't see myself putting my kids into that. Like, I'm cool with, you know, when they get, you know, to be teenagers or whatever, I'll get some boxing gear, put on the head, you know.
Yeah, I like go when ahead, you said that.
You know, air it out, you know. It's you cool, you know.
The boxing gear. That's dope.
You know. I know how to, you know, hold back and not hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, but you're going to learn who the big dog is, you know.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, we'll do whatever. I know how to maneuver, and I know how to just take different approaches to stuff, you know, and I don't think beating them is effective, you know, and I don't.
Mm-mm. There's other ways to discipline your child,
you know, there's other ways. I'm gonna find the best way. And first talked about this, you know, because you asked, like, before you were even pregnant, you asked if I would beat my kids. And I said, no. I was like, yeah, I'll tell you behind up. But, you know, it's just, like I said, learning and unlearning, you know. I just, no. You got to hold yourself up to the mirror and really see, you know. That's why therapy is, it doesn't work for me, but I do therapy in a different way. You know, I don't get therapy and just sitting, you know, talking to a therapist because I don't trust people. But I figure stuff out on my own, you know, and through self-examination. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. And I don't think Sasha can beat anyway, so.
What'd you say?
I can't see Sasha with a belt being serious. I would literally laugh at you if you were my mom trying to beat me. I would laugh. Like, now. No. Like, stop it.
Two. No. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I did they'll tell you, like, I did not play.
No, ma'am.
No, I did not play with my nephews. Like, they were bad as hell. Like, Donovan and Shamar, they were really bad. They were bad as hell. You're not supposed to call kids bad, but yeah, they were a mess. And I used to like beat them with belts. Like, I did, because they didn't listen. And they'll tell you, like, they knew, like, Auntie Sasha did not play that, you know. I definitely, you know, disciplined them in a certain way with the belt because they didn't listen. But don't be trying to play me, okay?
I think it's going to be funny because...
It's not going to be funny.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, with our kids. I think my kids are going to be the kings of threatening people. Like, just because what? I'm not, like, it's going to be like, everybody hates Chris. I'm going to slap you, the black off you. I'm going to slap you into a different nationality. I'm going to hit you with the guitar. Like, I'm going to just say, I just make threats, like, randomly. And they're going to know. Yeah, it's going to be hilarious. Like, yeah, it's, and that's just going to be, you know, our relationship between us, you know, but, it's just. I don't know, man. I got two boys. You know, you could be rough with them and, you know, in the right way, you know. Mm-hmm. They're going to know their dad loves them at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know?
They're going to know that mommy loves them. Yes. It's so funny.
I'm just thinking of all the stuff I'm going to say. Like,
oh, gosh.
But, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're yawning. Amateur.
Sorry, guys.
I was yawning earlier.
We got some collabs on the way that we're so excited about. It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
We're taking it to the next level. It's about to be lit, so
we're
going to
get
tuned.
The Zoom going. And I think once we start doing stuff on Zoom, collaborations and stuff like that, we get the YouTube running.
Yeah.
And we'll just start dropping it up. If you mess with it, you mess with it. If not, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And And nope. I like, you know, what AJ been doing or trying to do, you know, hop on other platforms as well.
Shout out to the Bully and the Beast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Hard or Soft and Guys Next Door. I was really trying to get those last two. and shout out to what her name was, Samaya or Sexual Essentials. You know, she put us on game. If you want to hear that episode, go to Bully and the Beast podcast and... I don't know what episode it was, but it was the most recent one, you know, with Sexual Essentials. Mm-hmm. You could see us look like amateurs. Turns out my head game weak, but
AJ,
listen to the whole podcast if you want. If you want to, you know.
And that's not what I said, but okay.
Anyway,
we're not gonna get it.
Y'all be the judge of that.
That's not what I said, and that's not what I meant.
It's so good.
That's not what I meant.
Don't hurt my ego.
As I said, we are not going to get into that. But our first collab, we got, like, my girl Mushy, and I'm not going to get into, you know, details right now.
This is going to be a wild episode.
It's going to be good, so, you know, stay tuned for our collabs, and, you know, we're just going to keep it going.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so that's really all we got tonight, right?
Yeah.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep.
Tired.
We got church in the morning.
Well, AJ does. So I have a dentist appointment.
You left me. But it's all good. Yeah, so, oh, no, I'm tripping.
Emails?
We got some emails, so... we got one from Grant Lyric. You didn't put your name in, so I'm just gonna call you Lyric. Like episode 10 was great. My boyfriend and I can definitely relate to many of your discussion topics. You guys compliment each other well, so well. Keep going. How often do you guys drop videos? So, we just been inconsistent.
Yes,
but we try to do it every week.
Yeah,
on Saturday by Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
like, we were going to do it tomorrow, but, you know, I'm getting my two pulled, so we had to just do it tonight. But we try to do it, you know, on Saturdays.
It's a matter of dragging. Like, if I fall asleep, it's a wrap. You know, I just got to stay active the whole day.
Yeah. One thing about AJ on Saturdays, you know, I'm like, take an hour nap.
Mm-mm.
It turns into like 5 hours.
She don't be waking me up.
But, no, you know, I do wake him up, or his alarm goes off, and it's like it don't even matter. He goes back to sleep.
Fatigue, bro.
So.
It's fatigue. They be working. Anyway, shout out to Anthony. He said, I love y'all energy together. I'm always rooting for black love. I graduated last year and have yet to find a job in my field, so I completely understand that Sasha... I completely understand that. Sasha, make that six figures, queen. AJ, your rap was dope, man. A lot of people don't have what you have. Keep going, bro. Y'all continue to grow, learn, and love on each other. We all need that light we can get. Hashtag one love. So shout out to you, man.
Love it. Thank you guys so much.
We got one from Melanie. Says lovely in the lovely in the topic. What is that? The subject line. That's it. Mm-hmm. Really great content. I think we all had the embarrassing clothes moment in our childhood. Mm-hmm. I love that you guys can be serious and laugh and enjoy each other as well. I can't read right now. I agree. Don't rush marriage, but work on yourself individually and you'll be unstoppable. Keep going. I loved it and I'll share. And she put up the black fist. So shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
And we got one from Lauren. Said, hi, y'all. Episode 10 was definitely enjoyable. It's so true. It is, in fact, about who you know when it comes to employment. Sasha, I'm glad that you're still working towards your degree, even though you don't need it. I like the marriage conversation as well. And what AJ said about how you have to learn how to deal with another person when you're used to being alone. It's all a journey, and it's dope that you guys are learning together. So shout out to you. We appreciate you guys. If you want to send an email, you can do so at dumbwithyoupodcast@gmail.com, or Your other option is to hit us up in the DMs at Instagram at
Zat With You Podcast.
So yeah, I guess I'm supposed to rap.
You got a rap for us?
I think I'll do a quick one. This is from Saving Lives. It's one of my older ones. You can wrap my name in chains and drag it out, but you never stop my grind. Better take another route. For Christ, I'm going in, it ain't never gonna stop. You can hear me writing lyrics even when my coffin drops. These people like the beating in stone for who they praise, and they still go to church, man. I won't be phased. Your weapons won't work, so you better recognize and get a grip on the fact that I'm saving lives. We up out of here. Peace. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Sheesh. I messed that up. Bye.